But first, we begin our podcast this week with incredibly sad news that our good friend and colleague Ken Stewart from Crowfoot Travel Solutions passed away this past week. His sudden death is a shock to us all, so joining me to share some thoughts about Ken is travel expert Onanta Forbes. Hello, Onanta.
Hi, Randy. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. We have to begin with some sad news about our good friend Ken Stewart, who does a weekly contribution on this show, much like you do, who suddenly passed away this past week. Very, very sad news. Very shocking, actually.
Yes, I am. It is very shocking, and I'm still kind of in. Words aren't coming easy, just because. I saw him last week at our Princess Seminar, and he's no longer with us. And I've had the privilege and the pleasure to have known Ken for many years, as you have. He's a well-liked individual, well-respected. What can you say other than we are so sorry? Our heart and our thoughts go out to his family and his friends. His clients, because his clients, he has many clients over the years that just love him, and and he loved them, because he was a new career for Ken coming into the travel business after many years in a different industry, and he did so well. He made his name known, his company known, and we will miss him.
Yeah, it really is hard to find words that are suiting. Like, you can say he was well-respected, and he was well-liked, yeah. And that phrase, to know him is to love him, was kind of corny, but it's all true, right? And, and sometimes the words just aren't enough to describe the impact he had with his travel business and the travel industry, with his family, with his friends. Like, he wasn't just a co-worker, he was kind of a mentor to many people, very knowledgeable, and he was a contributor to this show when it was a radio show from day one. So that ran for like 14 years, and the podcast, we're now into 3 years. So for 17 years, I chatted with him every week. And so, yeah, to say that he will be missed is a vast understatement, I think.
Yeah, you know, and I think at this time we have to enjoy the memories of him, because there were good memories of him. And, you know, and he was a good part of the travel industry, and people, you know, far and wide knew Ken and always had good things to say about him. So it just goes to show life's too short, and we have to just really, you know, take reflection. The people in your life, you know, what you do in your life, and enjoy it.
Exactly.
Because he certainly enjoyed his life, didn't he?
He sure did. Yeah, like he really, really enjoyed the travel industry. He got to travel a lot. We're going to talk about your adventures in the African safari. He did that. He's been to South Africa and those areas. So, he got to enjoy life, and he lived it to the fullest. So, what can you say? We will do a little more of a dedication to him towards the end of the show, as we always had our weekly roundup with him. So we will dedicate that segment to him. Let's talk about, we mentioned that Ken was on an African safari. You were on an African safari, albeit just a couple of days. But an African safari is still an African safari, no matter how long, right?
Absolutely. And we were very fortunate to be able to, after our cruise, end our cruise in Cape Town. And, we were talking about our relationships with Ken and different people in the travel industry. And as a travel advisor, you do create those relationships throughout your career. And I have to give a shout out to Tour Cam Vacations and Roshan, who helped me create this memorable experience. So working with them, we were able to visit Inverdorn Private Game Reserve, which is only 2.5 hours from Cape Town in South Africa. It's sister to Aquila, which is another game resort that a lot of the cruise companies do day excursions to. And this is a 10,000 hectare Big Five sanctuary, and we were able to have the access to view some pretty iconic wildlife, which includes the elephants, lions, rhinos, buffaloes, and other like giraffes and zebras. So if you've never been to Africa and you haven't experienced seeing the animals, I would recommend you do it. Like you said, it wasn't very long, but it was an opportunity to experience just the flavor of what Africa is all about. And they also have a cheetah conservation program, and this is to help and protect and restore these endangered big cats in the wild. And they are beautiful. When I saw them on the cheetah run, and the way they can pick up speed and just go was just amazing. So our experience started. We arrive for lunch, and the lunch, all the food there is incredible. Well prepared, lots of different varieties, so people who have different food preferences can enjoy it. We were blessed with good weather, so we ate out on the terrace, and we just enjoyed the view, like the big African blue sky. And then had a little bit of a rest, and then they just before you went on your first game drive, it was tea time on the terrace. So very, very nice experiences. And then you would go out, and then our tracker or driver ranger, he would tell you what to expect. And he was very good about saying, you know what, we're not rushing the experience. We're looking for the various animals in their habitat, doing their normal everyday thing, and we're going to see them. So it was pretty amazing seeing them in their natural habitat. It was baby season, so we got to see a baby rhino and a
Oh,
baby
cool.
hippo and a baby zebra. So that's quite amazing as well. And then in the evening you can go on a stargazing experience, weather permitting, and then you go after dinner, and then you go out into the veld, and then you are like, because there's no light pollution, you are completely in the dark, right? When you turn off the lights from the vehicle that you're in, and then they show you different constellations that fill up the sky. It was quite
It
amazing,
must be amazing.
right? And so we spent a couple of nights there. So we went on a morning drive. So you got to see a different perspective of the land in the morning versus in the evening. You do have free time when you come back. You have a beautiful breakfast. You can just relax. There's a great pool that you can enjoy. Families were there, so kids really enjoyed it. But it was interesting. We had some kids on one of our game drives, and of course, kids are kids, right? They don't know how to be quiet when you have to be quiet. And so we came upon these a lion and a lioness, and one of the kids kind of made a little noise, and the lion just perked right up. It said, "What is so?" Very safe environments. The child was always safe, and we were safe. But it's just quite interesting how they're still wild animals. We
Yeah,
still have to
exactly.
be very aware of them. So we had that experience, and then again through Turkcan, we are able to book our time back into South Africa before our journey home, and we stayed at the Portswood Hotel, which is sister to the Commodore Hotel, which I have to say I was stayed at 20 years ago, and a lot of the cruise and tour guests stay at these hotels. Super good location, walking distance to the Victoria and Albert waterfront, and it's amazing, this area. It has great historical significance as far as what you're able to walk around and to view while you're at the hotel, because the hotel actually is pretty historical. The lobby was built around the wells and the cells for visitors that were en route to Robben Island. And so that was kind of fun. We went on different day adventures. So we went, we took the cable car up to on top of Table Mountain. And this, it gives you a bird's eye view of both the city and the peninsula as you walk around. Today, the day we went though, it was, there was a total cloud cover. So you weren't able to see it, but it was quite neat though to see, you know, to enjoy being up there, to enjoy the sights, as limited as it was, but it was still really good. We afterwards we took a drive through the city center. We went past famous landmarks like the Castle of Good Hope, built in the 1660s by the Dutch East India Company, City Hall, the Grand Parade. So we were able to see lots of tributes throughout the city drive to Nelson Mandela, to Archbishop Desmond Tutu. Very poignant, you know, reflections of the past of apartheid. Like we came upon these two benches, and you know, one was for blacks and one was for whites. And of course you could not see that anywhere else because it would be illegal, but they wanted to keep these two benches there so that people knew the history of what, you know, what really was part of it. We also went to the Malay quarter, which is known as Bhopa, and this is where, you know, thousands of slaves from Java and Ceylon and Far East regions were brought to Cape Town. And after slavery was abolished, the descendants known as Cape Malays settled here. So all the houses were different colors. It was quite beautiful. And then you ended up at a diamond cutting jewelry factory. Store that you could buy diamonds if you wish. Unfortunately, I didn't walk away with a diamond, but I do see some pretty amazing examples of it. And then we were able to go to another scenic drive past beautiful suburbs like Sea Point and Camps Bay. We got to see the glorious views of the 12 Apostles, which were interesting because in Australia we saw some. Another, you know, scenic landmark of apostles. And then we went to a fishing village called Hoot Bay, which is one, like, it's beautiful. Like, if you were thinking of not staying in Cape Town, but outside, Hoot Bay would be great to go to. And then we were able to go to Cape Point Natural Reserve. This is really like lots of acres of indigenous flora and fauna. You can see different wildlife, lots of baboons along here, and we didn't see a lot of others, but it was you could have seen like the Cape Mountain zebra, the eland. So it's a great reserve, and it has the largest breeding grounds for tortoises. And if you're a bird watcher, a twitcher, you'd also see many fine species to observe. And then when we came back to Cape Town, we passed the University of Cape Town, Rhodes Memorial, and the hospital where the first heart transplant was.
Oh,
So
wow.
that was kind of interesting as well. So you know, lots of good things. I think my favorite day was we went on a wine tasting day, and we went to three different wineries. We got to visit the beautiful town of Stellenbosch, and that definitely is a treat. It's got charm. You know, it's the second oldest town in South Africa. It's the historic heart of the country's wine region. So it was beautiful, like lots of cute little shops, great eateries, just an opportunity just to relax and enjoy, you know, being out of the city, but not far. You know, you can and enjoy the beautiful wines that perhaps are not imported to Canada, but you can also, you know, purchase them and send them back with you or bring them back if you wish. So a beautiful few days. As I said, where we were located, every night we came back to our hotel, just walk over to the waterfront. Great restaurants, lots of different restaurants, lots of different cuisines. Enjoy the beautiful views. Enjoy the shopping was great. And then on the weekends primarily, which were there, they have like people, like I don't want to call them buskers because there were artists doing dancing and singing,
Oh,
and
cool.
it really created a beautiful atmosphere of walking around and enjoying. And we felt very safe. We were also very aware of our surroundings. You do have to be careful. Don't take a lot of cash on you. Make sure that you have those RFID wallets or purses so that your credit cards or your bank information can't be scanned.
Well, yeah, good advice, good tips. I think that's good advice for no matter where you go, always be aware of your surroundings and be aware of those types of things. And definitely, it's one of those trips that if you're planning to do that, having a knowledgeable travel agent would really, really help. So now that you've experienced it, you're one of those, right?
That's right. Yeah. And I'm very blessed. Like, in life, I've got to see beautiful places in the world, and Africa is definitely one of them. Like I always say, after my first trip to Africa years and years ago, again with Turkcan Vacation to Kenya and to Tanzania, you come away changed.
Well, that's a good way to put it. I don't see how any other way. The simple fact, like when you're talking about looking at the stars at night, like I don't think people living in the cities and even in some of the countryside, because of the light pollution from the cities can extend quite a ways. You
Right.
don't really get an appreciation for the sky above until it is totally pitch black, right?
Right. Absolutely. Yes. And it is a great experience. And just the quietness. I don't think sometimes people realize how quiet it can be. That I enjoy, just the opportunity.
Well, I did notice too on your website on AndaForbes.com, you do have some blogs about packing for a safari. So some good tips there if people are looking for a safari or to plan a safari. Definitely check out your website and contact you, because you can certainly you certainly have all the knowledge. So.
Thank you. Yeah, it was a great experience. Thank you to Turkcan Vacations. Thank you to
And thank you to Ananta Forbes, who
Roshan.
you can follow on Facebook, Instagram, and X at Ananta Forbes. Again, her website is onantaforbes.com. Good chatting, Ananta.
Thank you.